This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A former mayor of Parker was picked last night as the Republican nominee in the special election to finish out U.S. Representative Ken Buck's term this year. Greg Lopez is not a candidate in the crowded primary field to serve the full term starting next year.
I'm going to go there and do the best job that I can and represent this state and this district to the best of my ability.
His nomination as a placeholder candidate is expected to help GOP Representative Lauren Boebert in her bid to fill the seat long term. Lopez previously directed the state's Small Business Association. In 2020, he settled a lawsuit filed by federal prosecutors saying he attempted to improperly influence the actions of the Small Business Administration that he ran. The special election will take place on June 25th. Democrats will meet on Monday to select their nominee. It's likely that Lopez will win in the heavily Republican district. A measure to license funeral home staff is advancing at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Danielle McCarthy testified at the State House that she has PTSD since learning the Sunset Mesa Funeral Home in Montrose sold her husband's body parts without permission.
My four sons, who are adults when this happened, had to give DNA evidence to correctly identify their father's body parts.
Her husband was laid to rest 5 years after he died. In another high-profile case, families were given fake ashes. Colorado's bill would license most funeral home staff, requiring a background check, a mortuary science degree, an apprenticeship, and staff must pass a national board certification. The bipartisan bill cleared its first committee unanimously. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And I'm Corey Jones. Thanks for listening to CPR News and KRCC.